Chris Häkkinen had to hit the ground running in his new role as Chief Executive Officer, CEO, of the Thunder Bay Port Authority. After first joining the authority in 2010, Häkkinen officially took over the role on October 11, after it was vacated by the retiring Tim Henney. The St. Lawrence Seaway strike was an interesting way to start off the gig. It was our first seaway strike in decades, laughed Häkkinen during an interview on December 11. That was an interesting challenge, especially because we weren't at the bargaining table ourselves. But it was really great to see the industry come together and put the strike to rest fairly quickly. Unifor and the St. Lawrence Seaway Management Corporation reached a deal late on October 29, which put an end to a strike that began a week before, in the middle of one of the busiest times of the year for the Seaway. Before assuming the role of CEO, Häkkinen was the Director of Business Development and Terminal Operations. With the warmer weather to start December, Häkkinen was asked what 2024 could look like for the port, especially with the possibility of a longer shipping season. You're seeing the lock operations experiment with longer seasons. If you look back historically, over a 60-year period, the Seaway shipping season has gradually grown larger, almost on an annual basis, so there's certainly opportunity to continue to extend that season should the weather continue to play in our favor. The port handled a new modern record of approximately 1.5 million tons of potash as of the end of November. TB Newswatch.